brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ralph Nader is confirmed to be on later in this hour. He's gone public for 9/11 Truth, saying he supports 9/11 Truth and wants a new investigation. So is Dennis Kucinich. He's saying the same thing. They both have giant mainline followings. And the fact that, Nader's gotten 4 million votes before. And the fact that, see, that breaks with Noam Chomsky and all of those people who's saying, the MIT guy, no, don't look at that. No, the UN will save us. No, there's no false flag terror. Don't, no, 9/11 doesn't matter. So what if it's an inside job? That's a quote. So what if the government did it? So what? What does that mean? Oh, it just means they're totally criminal, totally ruthless, totally out of their minds with megalomania, totally bankrupt psychologically. Sky's the limit, folks, if they'll pull off crazy stunts like that. That is out of control. Come on, government, FBI, CIA, the rest of you. You're not all evil. Most of you are compartmentalized. Stop playing games. We can't let these people continue to operate. The COG is going to take over completely if you don't get your butt in gear now. Rob Jacobson, finish up the point you were making.
The point I was making was about these provocateurs that came down. Obviously, they came down there just to cause trouble. That was their mission, and they were basically getting people on edge there at the scene. And the cops just came by, and they asked them, said, hey, these people don't want you around by the noise that's being created, this and that. Just move across the street. The cops, ushered them across the street, defused the situation. And that was the end of that. It's easy to spot these guys. They come down. They're not angry people. They're not confused or ignorant, whatever. These are people who come down just to cause trouble. It was refreshing to see the cops not detain them or beat them up or anything, just defuse the situation, say, hey, why don't you move across the street, stay away from here. And it is because the cops in this town know, everybody knows, the firefighters know, you can just see by the looks in people's eyes that there's no mystery anymore about 9/11.
Are you kidding? I mean, last year, and we've got video of this, we need to dig that out and put it on the web. We had like cops giving us thumbs up 5 feet away, captains going, hey, Alex, keep up the good work, black ones, white ones. And then, of course, you'd still have, I'd say 30% of the cops didn't like us. They'd stick their feet out to trip us, and another cop would go, what are you doing? But the firemen wouldn't leave us alone. We couldn't get our job done. They were thinking, thank you. But then you'd have people from outside town or some old Marine with a horse, out there showing off and flip us off. But, they're not even bad people. They're weak-minded. They fall into enemy propaganda.
Exactly. They're just ignorant, and, people are people. These guys come, they experience 9/11 tragedy, and they're going to be into the truth, too. The truth is the truth. It is what it is. And as long as people open their eyes and discover it, there's no turning back. There's no turning back to what's been going on. And you can see it on the street. It's just very apparent. I can't wait to get these videos up so you can see, for yourself exactly what's going on, how people are reacting to us this year as contrast to the last previous years that we were there. It's very encouraging. And I would just like to say one last thing that, through the couple of years I've been working with Alex, it's been a total honor to help him make these videos that get out to people and really affect change. And I can see the change that's being affected right now, right before my very eyes. It's a total rush. And if you could produce your own video as well at home, you'll experience the same rush.
We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ralph Nader and Dennis Kucinich may be popping in. Nader is confirmed for 45 after. In this hour, we are waging war on corruption. Few are standing against many, and the few are converting the many to the truth, converting them to look at the reality around them. And as that happens, as more people investigate, our awareness, our organic and private, individualistic, decentralized intelligence network is laying waste to the New World Order. We are absolutely decimating them. We are crushing their info war because their info war is made of weak metal. A million of their swords, to our, say, 500. Our 500 swords is greater than their million swords because theirs is like rotten chalk. And ours are the strongest steel. The truth. The truth. The truth. Can you handle the truth? I think you can. Does that mean I have a monopoly on it or you do? No. But history, those that know history know governments are wicked, vicious, stinking, power-tripping criminals, murdering and enslaving and poisoning and every form of debauchery and degeneracy. Our society is becoming evil. We're all becoming evil. Evil is running rampant. Deception is running rampant. But that only makes the truth that much stronger. Folks, you'll be so alive when you actually fight evil, so alive when you stop being worldly. Does it mean you'll be perfect? No, but that journey towards liberty and freedom is so purifying. I can't believe the person I was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I was more moral than most then. I didn't know it, though. I thought everybody wanted the good guys to win and wanted decency and honor and wanted to be informed and wanted to stand up against corruption. I didn't know most people were cowardly and scared and evil themselves. But a lot of that is a mindset, a idea. You know, you'll be in a crowd or at work and say, that place had a bad vibe. That place had a great vibe. It's like a bad vibe. It's a spell people are under. With God's help, we're breaking that evil spell, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is cutting right through it like a hot knife through butter. We can do it together. They can kill us individually, and no doubt they have, and they will. But know in your heart that we can win, that good can succeed. There can be a dawn after the darkness. It's always coldest at about 5 a.m. You march to your deer stand, climb up in a tree. It's freezing cold. The wind picks up. But then the dawn comes, and it heats up. Even if it's still cold right when the dawn comes, there's something about the light that warms your soul. Watch little birds hopping around happily in the trees. All right, let's go back to Rob. Rob, I will let you go. I know you're in the middle of bedlam there, finishing up what you were saying about being energized, being involved in something real.
Exactly. Being involved with this, it's been such an honor to make these films in the first place. But coming out here and witnessing the actual change and effect that is caused on the street is extremely empowering. You know, being on the side of the truth and putting out real material that actually changes the climate that we live in is extremely empowering. It's a rush. Every time I come out, every time I see people and they recognize the film or they don't, you know, they're passing it out. And I would just, share that feeling with others by saying, if you produce, get your videos out there, pass out the palm cards, do something. Being on the side of the truth, you'll feel a whole new energy, a whole new sort of enlightenment come to you. And if you're the guy in the office who secretly listens to Alex or you hear somebody else who is into 9/11 truth and you agree with him yourself and you're not brave enough yet to speak out and you just keep quiet in the room, I encourage you to speak out. Speak out in that room because you'll be surprised that everybody else in that room is probably on your side too. And you're going to be empowered and those who are in denial are going to fall short and they're going to actually listen to the truth. And it is the critical mass point that we're at right now. And I encourage everybody that's participating in this critical mass by listening to this and knowing the truth, but not yet speaking out. I encourage you at this point to take that first step forward so you can share in the truth and experience what it really feels like to be alive. And
you can share in the history.
Exactly.
And by that, we don't care about being part of history, quote, later people caring what we did, except that it's an example to others. But it's literally making history. It's changing destinies. It is living our destiny to fight evil. We're here to be tested. And some of you in the FBI, CIA, Defense Intelligence, one of the other, 14 intelligence agencies, I didn't mention some of the private agencies, you can covertly wake people up. You can do little things in your communities. You can, help get information out. So some of you don't need to go public. But the point is, you've seen enough to know that this is true. A lot of you that have been compartmentalized in government who are intelligent but never saw it from the right angle, and I've had so many people, special forces, generals, colonels, the head of the Army, so many have come on this show, former head of the Army, and said, yeah, they never saw it till they pulled back and saw the big picture, and then everything made sense. Before, it didn't make sense. There is a mass directive running this, and it isn't just our opinion. We have those white papers. We have those master blueprints, and it is absolute evil. And so just join this brotherhood, this sisterhood of liberty and freedom. Come in for the big win. Be part of history. Once you're dead, you're past the reach of history. You're past the reach of destiny. You've squandered your destiny. You've squandered what you could and should and would have been. Don't live this life blinded. Don't live this life living a lie. When you believe lies, it blinds you. When you believe lies and commit, because your mind, your soul knows the truth. And every time you buy into a lie, every time you rationalize, every time you make excuses, then the eye of your soul never is able to basically see again. And so you blacken your heart, you blacken your soul, you blacken that third eye. It's the only way to describe it. And you wall yourself off, you close that window to the soul, just like gouging your own eyeballs out. So many of you have covered your eyes. And the Bible says there's a point when you will lose your eyes, your spiritual eyes. You will lose them if you don't take the blinders off. Okay? When you first take the blinders off, you're not going to really see clearly. It's going to be blurred. It's going to be scary. But more and more sight will come. You will be able to research more, to know more, and you will become edified, and you will grow, and you will grow into something that you were meant to be by your Creator. All right, close it out, Jacobson. Then I want to get the Watsons on later is what I meant to say. Go ahead.
There it is. That's it. The truth will set you free, and that means living the truth. I mean, here's to the FBI guys who follow orders, but they know they're doing something wrong. They're not really comfortable. Imagine what it would feel like if instead of just blindly following orders to maintain your job, you actually took action and changed the whole world that you live in. You suddenly feel like you count. You're somebody. You're a part of this world. Your life has meaning instead of just some guy that follows orders to make the paycheck. And, you know, that is the difference between living the lie and living in the truth. And it will set you free. And you do feel for the first time, if you've never experienced it before, you feel for the first time like you're living life and you're in control of your destiny and you are a member of this planet. And that's just, you know, that's basically
absolutely
how I'd like to leave it.
All right,
and thanks for having me on, Alex. I'll see you when I get back.
You bet. Well, if anything develops, give us a report. And I want to get a report from you Sunday, because you're also going to be going to D.C. to do some work there. There goes Rob Jacobson, great video editor and camera guy. Again, Ralph Nader scheduled to be popping in later in this hour. William Ingdahl, the incredible economist, researcher, journalist, academic, to get into full-spectrum dominance and GMO foods. We're doing a multi-part series with him. And then Bob Chapman popping in with the Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac situation. So that is coming up. And I do want to open the phones up about 9/11, about this movement, false flag terror being exposed, other things that are happening. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'd like to hear briefly from all of you about what you're doing, but I will be brief with each caller so we can get everybody on. At least I'll try. Nader calls for new 9/11 investigation. Independent presidential candidate says he supports 9/11 truth movement. Kucinich, seek the truth, not fake political unity, calls for a national independent investigation of 9/11. Sarkozy's top comic, France's top comic, headline, Sarkozy's comic friend, says sorry for 9/11 comments. They always want to deceive. Every time you read those headlines, they put out false headlines saying Charlie Sheen recants on Inside Job. Charlie had to put an email out on my website saying it's not true, it's made up. He didn't say that. And then you read down here, it says he will not, Mr. Bigrad said he would not, Jean-Marie Bigrad said he will not recant. He thinks it's an inside job, but he won't say it in public anymore because it upsets Sarkozy. France's favorite stand-up comedian has been forced to apologize for claiming the 9/11 was a terrorist attack on the U.S. 7 years ago, tomorrow, were an enormous lie orchestrated by the American government. Said it caused consternation in France because the comedian who specializes in humor is a close friend of President Nicolas Sarkozy and travels with him. Yeah. So there you go. Continuing, Woodward, Bin Laden capture could be October surprise. Remember I had that big former CIA, CFR co-chairman on? He thought I was Alex Jones, the NPR reporter. A lot of them, we don't even lie and tell them we're that person. They just think we are. Come on. And he came on right after 9/11 and was saying, yeah, the government's got Bin Laden frozen. He died of kidney failure. We got that from other sources, too. And remember, Walter Cronkite said that, too. Well, we'll tell you about that when we get back and take your phone calls. A lot of other big news on 9/11. 7 years after the staged event.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 11th, 2008. Gold opened down this morning at 748.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 771.83, 385.95 for half ounce, and 192.96 for quarter ounce. That's 771.83, 385.95, and 192.96.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
West farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain it hasn't fallen since the middle of July, and if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
I can feel my ancestors.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do.
I can feel their strength.
He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming
in my bones.
He ain't my friend.
In my gut.
Can I'll rise again.
Deep in my soul. And I know that we are going to defeat this tyranny. It's a long road filled with hardship and pain. But I know in my gut that good will overtake and defeat the evil. We will defeat the New World Order. It was destined to fall from the foundations of the earth.
They'll never win. I'll ride again.
For all their raw power, for all their war machines, their juggernauts, their warmongers, their blasphemous tools of terror, they are destined to fail and fall, and they are blind to what it is to be truly alive. They will fall. Motto in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call on this tragic anniversary. I want to tell you briefly what I'm doing, trying to get the word out, supporting your films and Jason's films. They're on the Ann Arbor News online. They have a Town Talk forum. It's mlive.com/Ann Arbor. And I'd like all the truthers that have some time to go there, get a username, because as usual, when I post something on there, you get the usual trolls or the paid people that come in there with insults and try to derail the talk. I need people to go in there and put in threads that say either they agree or other information, and don't let it just be me, mlive.com/Ann Arbor. And one other thing that I thought was a contradiction, and obviously I support you, but I want to point out, you have the thing on your website about Shiva, the goddess or whatever, destroyer, and you were just talking about spiritual eye being a third eye. I think that's a bit of a contradiction for my Christian brother, Alex, so maybe you want to sort of clarify that.
All right, I appreciate your call. No. I mean, people in the Hindu or the Buddhist thing can talk specifically about that, okay? If you don't know that you have spiritual sight, see, this is how all this works. Symbols are expropriated by the New World Order. Ideas are expropriated by that, okay? And so what I'm saying is, as you, your spiritual sight or your sixth sense, your instincts, your whatever you want to call it, are blinded when they are dulled when you lie to yourself, when you lie to the facts, when you disregard them. You become spiritually blind, is what I'm saying. Okay? And, you know, they got Shiva, the god of death. You could say it was Kali, but Shiva is also death, sitting over the Hadron Heavy Collider, which none of us said it was going to blow the earth up when they turned it on. We said as they speed it up over the next 5 years, and as they cross those streams at thousands of times, whatever's been done, they admit, the builders of it, have done interviews saying it could create a particle that sinks to the center of the earth and then causes the earth to implode or creates a strangelet or a black hole. They admit it's going to make little black holes. They've already made artificial suns and black holes in laboratories for at least a decade. Every time I say that, I get emails going, you're crazy. Google University constructs black hole in Tokyo, in MIT, in Massachusetts, at Los Alamos. I mean, they were making artificial suns 25 years ago. They were making new artificial elements 40 years ago. They had cyclotrons, and they had other names for them before that. Last night, you know, again, I told you my wife bought these picture color encyclopedias off eBay because we were at some family member's house and they had some old ones and my kids were loving them. So we read those to them. We just got them like a week ago. I just opened one up last night. It's laying by the bed and it's got the old name from the 50s for a cyclotron. I forget what they called it. Where they were colliding uranium in it. I mean, just firing a uranium bullet into plutonium causes an A-bomb. I mean, they're dealing with that type of stuff. So, see, we say there's a danger. Physicists say there's a danger. And we're like, oh, shut up. There's no danger. See, the earth wasn't destroyed yesterday. But then these lunatics put Shiva, the god of death, above it. You see, they know what they're doing. They got a death wish. They're out of control.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for a free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
God, I'm not some mindless sports fan. By that I mean somebody who only watches sports and worships it. Thank God I love truth and information. The more you study, the more you learn. It just exponentially grows. Let's go back to your phone calls. We're steaming towards Ralph Nader in about 8-9 minutes. Let's go ahead and go to Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I just want to thank you for reporting here live on the 7th anniversary of this tragic event, which has sunk this nation into never-ending wars with a domestic United States of terror, where everybody seems to be at risk of being taken away without judge or jury. And we thank you for taking action right here on an overpass, getting a lot of support with exposed and 9/11 cover-up banners, all sorts of 9/11 truth. And it seems like the people are really peace signs, waves, smiles. We got a couple of middle fingers here and there, but mostly it's much vast majority is supportive.
Really, yeah, I'm hearing the honks. So you're over an overpass. Where in California, Joe?
We're by Berkeley, California, which is making a lot of news with the tree sitters and all that, and Berkeley being what it is. But reminding the people that this is the real peace movement. This is the real movement for free humanity.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. So I just wanted to keep it short, but thank you again, and remind everybody to take action against members of the New World Order through We Are Change. Take action on the 11th of every month and listen to the Alex Jones Show.
Are you part of an organization? You want to plug a local website for folks to coordinate with?
We do, truthaction.org. We do, We Are Change Terrorism. So we got a meetup page that does well, so it's not really easy to plug that. But just check out meetup.com. Go to the San Francisco Truth Action Group. I got my man Manny right here. He wants to say hi real quick.
Hey, Manny.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I'm a long-time listener, man. I just wanted to put this out over the air. We're doing freeway blogging all over the Bay Area. We also encourage that any of the We Are Change groups, TruthAction.org members, do the same. We're calling for a massive, massive demonstration everywhere. We need as many people on the highways as possible. This is a maximum exposure, and I think that'll do it.
Absolutely, and it ends up getting in local TV, local newspapers. Once you're out there, call the local paper, say, hey, 9/11 truth's out here on the highway, and then you reach thousands more through that total attack on the enemy operation. Good job, Manny. Good to hear from you. Man, that is exciting. They're out there taking action. Mark in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Love you.
Just wanted to let you know, I was driving down 95 South in towards Orlando, Florida, and I saw five Homeland Security vans driving down.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. Federal police.
Yeah, they were going like about 100 miles per hour, and it kind of scared me a little bit. I just thought I'd let you know.
I hope they don't have explosives like the vans on 9/11 to blow up some buildings.
Yeah, I know.
So they can then save us. See, that's their business, folks, is terror so they can exist.
Right. Well, just wanted to inform you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that call. Yeah, a lot of bad things have happened. We've lost a lot of freedoms, but the good news is humanity is responding. Humanity is saying no. And the globalists have gone from having 50% approval ratings or more down to about 9. Oh, you destroyed yourselves when you killed those 3,000 people. You went too far, like tyrants always do. Roman in California, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. I called in on this Patriot Day to illustrate the fact that the clandestine Freemasonic Lodge is actually the oldest terrorist network in the world. Can you speak to that? And real quick, I'd just like to tell everyone to buy your books and movies, because without that, you can't do this show.
Well, I appreciate your call. I was talking to a Mason just the other day, and I saw his Mason ring, and he's a low-level Mason. He doesn't know that it's occultic at the top, that I was directing him in a way that he could discover more about that. Most Masons they join it to be fraternal. They join it to help people. They join it because they're told the founding fathers and the founders of Texas and this and that were part of it. But that's how they find out. At the higher levels, they then have you write essays on yourself and what you believe. And if you're a moral person, you get put in one group working for them. And if you're immoral, they compartmentalize you in the bad side. And then they tell you at the higher levels, oh, we're the good and the bad. We're the yin-yang. And that's kind of their Illuminati system. But then, see, a Mason will say, oh, terrorist organization, you mean like the founding fathers fighting British tyranny? Well, but they don't want you to know that George Washington then wrote about how the Masonic organizations were being taken over later. And George Washington wrote about that. So anything secretive, anything powerful is going to have evil people trying to get control of it. And it predates Christianity, so it's going to have the occult in it. And it's esoteric, and anything, quote, esoteric, you know, means hidden. And you're always going to find the occult there. The occult just means hidden. And what's hidden? What would get you burned at the stake, being anything but Christian? And so that's what you're going to find there. The secular, or not of Christ, you are going to find there. So that's just the facts. And I'm not judging people or hating people, or I'm not on some high horse, folks. I'm not perfect. I am a Christian, and I don't mean the establishment mainline Christian. I am a Christian. And, you know, that's the end of it. But it's not a religious show. We intellectually cover what the elites of the world are into. We intellectually cover the fact that Tony Blair's every decision is directed by some spirit guide, or that Ronald Reagan's every decision was directed by two different astrologers. Well, that's only the tip of the iceberg, the first coat of paint, the first layer of the onion, so on and so forth. We're scheduled right around now to have Ralph Nader call in. Very busy today, but he wanted to be able to chime in about his campaign and about different congressmen and people that are discussing the fact that martial law is being geared up for. It doesn't matter if George Bush leaves office, folks. People are going to go back to sleep probably to a great extent, some of them, because they still think, oh, if a McCain gets in or Barack Obama, everything stops. No, they have sworn allegiance. They are bought and paid for years ago before they were put into positions of power by the establishment, that they are for this, that they support it. But I saw a video last night, it was up on Infowars.com, of Ralph Nader, you know, at a speech about this particular congressman. They were saying, why don't you impeach Bush? Well, because he'll declare martial law. He'll launch a distractionary war against Iran. Well, that's true. So Nader's talking about the real issues, continuity of government, stage-sponsored terror, false flag terror. I mean, he's really got to be commended. He has come a long way. And I'm not here sitting in judgment, and like, but, I mean, he's gotten more hardcore. But more and more facts have come out demonstrating that. More and more evidence has come out. John, he's got so many people in his press corps. I know first he was going to be on at 45 after, then 40 after. Have you called him yourself? They got you on hold getting him. Good. It's good. Okay. Problem is he stacks up media, these media events, and then it goes over. And then we're late getting him on, and then he's late for another interview, and so on and so forth. But we should be talking to Ralph Nader here momentarily. Bob Woodward, Bin Laden capture, could be October surprise. We'll get into that story here out of Reuters. No consensus on who was behind September 11th global poll. And then you learn that a majority of people worldwide don't believe the official story out of that global poll. 9-1-1 truth film to be broadcast on primetime Russian TV. Zero's the film. Decent film. Particularly like the distributor of it, I'll tell you that right now. I've had some dealings. Skeptics debate 9/11 events. Daily Texan today is a UT student newspaper, but it's big. It's on newsstands free all over Austin and is read by tens of thousands of UT students, and interviewed myself and folks at Brave New Books. And it's somewhat of a fair article. They kind of stuck to the few things I said that were nebulous, but it's not a hit piece. So, and to make it past the editor, I guess. So a lot of news dealing with that. We are now joined by presidential candidate Ralph Nader, running as an independent. And we've only got him till the end of the hour, correct, John? So we've only got about 7 minutes before he goes to the Washington Post. Ralph Nader, thanks for letting us cram you in. The Washington Post is waiting. 2 points. You've now spoken out about the congressman on the record saying if they were to impeach George Bush, he would launch some type of attack on Iran and then declare martial law. We know that's in PDD 51. We know that's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, A. And then B, I'd like you to speak to Bush wanting, Cheney wanting to stage attacks, according to Cy Hirsch, New Yorker magazine, against our own ships in the Strait of Hormuz to start a war, and you're now calling for a new 9/11 investigation. Please answer those 2 questions, sir.
First of all, clarification on Iran. I didn't say I believed that would be the case. I said that it's important for people to be wary of an October surprise to affect the election by Bush and Cheney. October surprise could be directed toward Iran.
I thought that was an interesting article. Yeah, you bumped into Karl Rove.
I bumped into Karl Rove. You know, when you were at the Democratic National Convention, Alex, I bumped into Karl Rove, who was waiting in front of me to be interviewed at Fox News. And I asked him about this. He said, absolutely not. I said, give me reasons why there's not going to be an attack on Iran. He said, one, the majority of the people are against the Iranian regime, and their favorite program is a cable show out of L.A. and California by Iranian Americans. And second, that it would completely devastate our feelers and diplomatic efforts in that direction. So he was very adamant. I mean, you can take that with a grain of salt, but I'm just telling you that's what he said. On the 9/11 investigation, I'm always asked about that, and what I say and what I've just said today in a press release going out is that this is a woefully inadequate and incomplete investigation. First of all, it was gravely underfunded to begin with. Bush and Cheney didn't even want an independent investigation. If it wasn't for the bereaved family members of the attack who pressed and demanded it, we wouldn't even had it. And then there was a question about its independence. You remember, they wanted Henry Kissinger to head it, and he had to drop out because he had a conflict of interest with his corporate clients, et cetera. And third, they started out saying they weren't going to name names or hold anybody responsible. What kind of investigation process is that? I mean, that is ridiculous. Finally, there are just a lot of questions that have been raised, some of them that appear to be sound, some of them appear to be plausible, some of them appear to be outlandish. And more of the American people are generating skepticism about what happened before, during, and after the 9/11 attack. So I think we need another independent investigative effort, whether it's by the voters and a referendum in New York City, which is underway, or by some other independent authoritative force that can have subpoena power and adequate funding. The interesting thing about this is this is what I've been pressing for. I want a four-hour debate at the National Press Club, Alex, with an intermission between a leading proponent supporting the 9/11 investigation and report and a leading opponent with all the press there. Because it's like ships passing in the night. You got the proponents coming forth. You got the critics coming forth.
And they shoot volleys at each other. Yeah, they shoot volleys.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's something that can be done. Okay. And it can be done fast before the election. And it would be sensational because, you know, as someone who's skilled in polemics, if A makes a charge against B's position and B makes a charge against A's position, and then they go at it on one issue after another, 5-6 exchanges, you know, someone's going to be left on the floor after that.
And we know who that's going to be. Well, in closing, because we only got about 2 minutes left with you, in closing, to be specific about my statement and what you said in Denver, you're saying there has been false flag or provocations or Gulf of Tonkin events before, and you were saying that Cy Hirsch story needed to be looked at. I'm not saying you were saying it was going to happen, but is government-sponsored terror throughout history with other governments, our government, is that real?
Oh, of course. I mean, the greatest civilian casualties, whether in World War II, World War I, and all the way to today, are state-sponsored. I mean, a million civilians in Iraq have lost their lives.
But, I mean, government
states... Hundreds of more Palestinian civilians have lost their lives compared to Israeli.
But what I'm saying is governments do stage events and blame it on their enemies.
Well, sure. I mean, look at the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, right, by Lyndon Johnson during the war. Provocations in order to enter into hostilities. I mean, we did it in 1898, you know, with Cuba, and it's something that should be inquired into. I think most Americans want that.
Okay, in closing, I want to give out your website. Tell folks about it. I'm really supporting you now because you're getting hardcore. You've always been hardcore, but more and more you're really hitting on all cylinders, and on my opinion, you know, from my perspective. But in closing, 1 minute, you were 2 days ago, big press conference with Ron Paul. He's saying support independence now more than ever. We need some type of fusion party for this election, for the next. There's more support than ever. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, never in American history have libertarians and conservative parties got together with progressive and green parties, and they did yesterday, as you said, at the National Press Club at a press conference, and they got together on four issues: foreign policy, we got to get out of Iraq, stop policing the world, etc., take the threat of a nuclear first strike off against all nations. Second, privacy, you know, Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, FISA legislation, snooping. We got to reject the practice of torture, elimination of habeas corpus, secret tribunals, secret prisons. Got to get rid of immunity for corporations like the telephone companies that spy on the American people, and reject the unitary presidency, which is undermining the U.S. Constitution. Three, the national debate. We're putting taxes on our kids and grandkids, financing the war in Iraq for deficit financing. Finally, the Federal Reserve is a government within a government. It's not accountable. It's funded by the banks. It needs to be thoroughly investigated. And finally, there should be a crackdown aggressively on corporate crimes, corporate criminals, and frauds. Can
Mr.
you imagine,
Nader, Mr.
You
Nader,
imagine that?
And, Mr. Nader, we're out of time. Give your website. Say it again.
Our website, Alex, is votenader.org. You can get this historic concurrence with all these parties, with Ron Paul being the moderator yesterday at the National.
Okay, stay there. Stay there for 1 second. Votenader.org. Stay there 1 second.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. The Senate doesn't pop in today. It'll be next week. We're lining Ron Paul up for next week as well. Got some other big guest cooking in the hopper. And we are very, very honored that you are tuned in today. I do have another guest, William Engdahl, joining us. I'm going to take calls a little bit in this segment and the next. Just one, as many as I can, Steve in Canada and others. Before I do that, what moves the ball down the field? Like nothing else, films. And the power of you, the listeners, getting Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Martial Law, the films I've produced, the films I've directed, is so important. And the other books and videos we carry by other great researchers, and the other books I've published and films I produced that I didn't direct, like Fabled Enemies. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Go there if you're online. Order the DVDs. That way you've got something high quality to show to your friends, your family, your neighbors, something high quality to make copies of, something important, a record in case they shut the web down. Don't just think it's going to be there tomorrow. They're always banning my videos and doing this and that. Plus, it's cruddy quality on YouTube and Google. You can go up there right now and burn DivX copies to normal CDs that look almost as good as DVD at PrisonPlanet.tv for Truth Rising and Fabled Enemies. And we've had a CD in now for about a year. The quality of PrisonPlanet.tv is just top-notch now. The download, the streaming flash, it's all there. The extras for Endgame are up there. The extra extras I did just for the web are there. The extras for Fabled Enemies are there. The extras for Truth Rising. The extras for Fabled Enemies just went up 2 days ago. So, order Fabled Enemies on DVD at Infowars.com. Watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. But most importantly, burn copies of all the films. Continue to get them out to people. I'm risking my life here to be the tip of the spear, because I know you're supporting me and you're in this fight with me. And I know we're affecting change. I know we don't have a choice. But I'm committed. And we're doing this for all the right reasons. And that's why you resonate with us. We resonate with you. We are together. Whether you're old, black, Hispanic, Asian, purple, polka dotted, I don't care. We're all human beings with the same history, the same past, the same blood, the same honor. We're going to defeat this new world order together. Steve in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Just a quick statement. I just wanted to let everybody know these neocons. We got to keep rubbing this in their faces. All this garbage that they're spewing out at us. Every time they do something, we got to keep letting them know. You know, throw a back on them. Like they have their cremation of care. I think we should have a resurrection of care. Bring back all those little cares that they don't want to worry about and ram it down their neocon throats.
No, that's it. Yeah.
You know. And I don't know. I think we're doing a good job.
You know what the biggest proof is? You know what the biggest proof is? We've taken the 9/11 murders away from them. They were using those murders as fuel in their engine, as coal in their furnace to drive their devil train. The fact that they say forget about 9/11 now, 9/11's not an issue, forget about it. They don't have as much coverage of it now because they know we've taken it away from them. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. But everybody I talk to, I do get a little frustrated. I do hit that brick wall that I think every one of us hits with, you know, friends and family. And, you know, I try not to come across.
Well, sir, stay there. I'll hold you over. One minute break. You can't sell your family a vacuum cleaner. Any salesman will tell you who knows how to sell. Okay, this is just sales 101. You can't sell your family. Your family disrespects you. They see you. They think you're trying to boss them. It's easy to sell a stranger. So your family wants to giggle and snicker and suck their thumbs like monkeys. Let them do it. Move on. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.